With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Political analysts are looking at the number of congressional retirements in the year ahead and predicting that Republicans may come out ahead because a lot more Democrats are choosing to retire and in highly competitive districts at that. Meanwhile, another record number of illegal crossings at the southern border, as Edwin Moore reports. Those crossings come even as President Biden's administration talks about amnesty with Mexico.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a far greater threat from Hezbollah than from Hamas. Notably, he says Hezbollah is armed with some 150,000 missiles.
And they've been massacring Syrians for the last decade. They got a lot of practice in killing people. And we can't afford this, right?
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Ohio's Republican governor breaking from his own party and vetoing legislation that would have barred transgender youth from getting gender-affirming care.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done, where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician.
The governor's comments airing on the Ohio Channel. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists will be doing some traveling in 2024, Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son, Will, has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. The first couple to take advantage of the change in doctrine was a pair of female priests from St. John the Baptist Church in Felixstowe, located in eastern England. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, says he will not personally bless any same-sex couples because it's his job to unify Anglicans. This is SRN News. Hawaii's governor and mayor welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people. They want an economic boost from the tourists as well. U.S. stocks closed modestly lower on Friday, the last trading day of 2023.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street Friday to close an otherwise strong year. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, but closed the year with a 24% gain and is sitting just below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell slightly after setting a record on Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%, but that was barely a blemish on an annual gain of more than 43%. The broader market's gains were driven largely by big technology stocks for most of the year. Chipmaker Nvidia rose about 239%. Easing inflation, a resilient economy, and the prospect of lower interest rates energized investors, particularly in the last 2 months of the year. Damian Troisi, New York.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.